Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepcio strikes out. One out. Del Wilber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Garver reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Garver moves to third. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepcio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornberry. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Thornberry steals second. Ted Lepcio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepcio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepcio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Del Wilber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lepcio. The throw from Courtney and he is out, DeMaestri applying the tag. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thronberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Wright pinch hits for Gordon Goldsberry. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Ned Garver. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss pinch hits for Bobby Young. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Jim Dyke now playing third base. Cass Michaels now playing second base. Hank Arft now playing first base. Jim Delsing. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Parnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rapp for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Rivera goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neiman moves to third. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neiman scores. Dyke moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.